In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's readings, we see the activity of the Holy Spirit in the first reading. We see that St. Paul and Barnabas, even though they experienced persecution, were not deterred. Were not deterred and did not cease, but continued to proclaim the gospel. Continue to proclaim the gospel, and we see that they were truly filled with the Holy Spirit, who directed them and filled them with joy, even in the midst of suffering and trials. It's just to encourage us and to inspire us in our own life, in our own daily witness of Christ, that we should not ever be discouraged. Or ever allow ourselves to be dissuaded from persevering in our giving witness to Christ, In the gospel, Jesus also reminds us of the same Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit whom He sent and who dwells in us from baptism. And our Lord teaches us a very important lesson today, that our love for Him is demonstrated by the observance of the commandments, by being faithful to God's commandments and the teachings of Christ. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Meaning that our love for Christ is not just lip service. It's not just saying, "I love you, Jesus. I love you," and then not living up to that love by choosing to sin, by choosing rather to do that is contrary to Christ and His teaching. That our love is demonstrated, and is demonstrated by our observance of the commandments and striving to be faithful, And in this, we also recognize that at times when we have failed in our love for Christ, our Lord has provided a means by which we can be renewed through the sacrament of confession, that ultimately our sins are choosing not to love God but to love ourselves, and this is where we go to confession to be renewed, that we want to love God first and put God first and to not do anything that would offend our Lord. Our Lord reminds us that He sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles, that same Holy Spirit we received through baptism and through confirmation, to be our guide and to dwell within us. And our Lord so beautifully reminds us of the indwelling, my Father, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. This is perhaps one of the greatest gifts that we have through our baptism and confirmation and the sacramental life, that God's presence within our soul, the Holy Spirit truly dwelling in our soul, and that this is something that should inspire us, that should instill us with courage, with zeal, with confidence, and with faith and trust, knowing that His presence will enable us to accomplish all things and to endure all things with this grace and strength that He gives us. May Our Lady in this month of May continue to help us to be renewed in this Easter season in our love for Jesus, and that we may be like her, truly filled with the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to use and guide us as God calls us to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.